come? Well, you can cry if you need to cry. Paul, that's why I wanted to keep this up. I'd like to make sure. Jane, just say hi first.
You should have seen my original notes. John said, Jane, you're going to really scare Scott. Since they told me I only had 5 minutes. But since the Super Bowl starts at 6:30.
We got plenty of time.
Get in the groove, Jane.
Yeah. As you know, I do not like to be up here. I am literally shaking in my boots. But God is awesome. And I had about a week and a half ago the most amazing experience with me, God, and my mom. And I don't want to do this because it was powerful. And I really am excited to be up here because you need to know that God is alive. Oh, really? I'm serious. God is alive and well.
Father David told me to come up here.
Oh, okay. Well, since he said that, it's okay. But as most of you know, my mom has really been dealing with Alzheimer's for a while now, and my precious sister and brother-in-law have had her in their home, and it got to the point close to Christmas time where they had to put her into a nursing facility, and that was just real hard on everybody. But I had, about a week and a half ago, my first visit with her alone. And I thought, what am I going to do? What can I do with mom to just kind of bring about conversation? Because she's always just really, as the disease has progressed, gotten to the point where she really doesn't say a whole lot. And yes, no, you know, we'll go in there and when I first see her, we play with her. I'll play with her hair. And our favorite thing is lipstick. As you know, I love lipstick. And I got that from her, but her and I just love our lipstick. So I'll put new lipstick on her. And This one day that I went to visit with her, we went all through that. I got her something cold to drink, and I thought, you know, when I first went, I thought, should I take a memory box? Because that's what they do with Alzheimer's patients, is you get a little box together with little items that might spur some conversation, bring back a little memory or something, and that just never came about. It's like I felt like the Lord was saying, you just take the word. And so I did, and sitting beside it was my little discerning the voice of God workbook, and I thought, oh, I'll take this too. Maybe this just might be, you know, something I could read to her along the way too, and she might just get something out of that. So I'm getting out of the car, and I grab the little workbook, and I don't ask me why, I just came real close to just leaving my Bible in the car, and the Lord said, God said, take the Bible. So I took the word in, and we did our little thing like we always do. And I said, Mom, you know, would you like me to read to you today? Well, if you want to. And I said, well, do you want me to? Well, if just whatever you want to do. So I started reading out of the discerning the voice of God. And I'm looking at her, and it's just going nowhere. So I picked up my Bible like I was supposed to do in the first place. And I went to the Psalms because she has always loved the Psalms. And I started reading. And it's like I was making a connection. It was like she was started to look at me. And I started reading Psalm 23, which was her favorite. Psalm 91, like she kept saying, keep going. And the more that I just read chapter after chapter, it was like I was seeing life in her eyes.
All right, hang on. Everybody laugh. It helps me. Laugh. All right, now you can go. Go ahead.
But I finally, when I would stop, she would tell me to keep reading. And this one time, she just looks at me, and we held hands. And she began to just talk about the Lord. And she said, you know, Jane, she said, there's so many people. I'm just sitting here, my mouth was like, there's so many people in the world that know Scripture, but they don't have faith with it. And she talked about how important having faith with the word was. And she said, you know, she said, for all my children, she said, I've always just wanted more than anything for them to have the love of God. And she said, to have that love, to show that love, to reflect that love from their life. And I'm sitting here just going, what in the world? In my mind, and we're holding hands, and she's just looking so deep into my eyes, and I just am almost like breathless and just about to just boo-hoo all over the place, but I didn't want to get all emotional and lose the what was happening at the moment. But she talked about each one of us, and I'm not going to go into that, but she went into her children, named me and my sisters, and something spiritual for each one of us, which took me away. I was just flabbergasted because it was so spot on for each one of us. And then she talked about her childhood. And I had thanked her, you know, for the wonderful mother that she had been and for showing the love of the Lord to us as children. That was, you know, the beginning of our spirituality. We always had, I came from an incredible home. We didn't have a whole lot, but I had parents that came from broken homes and just messed up backgrounds. But the two of them gave their life to the Lord. And the love between them and the love of the Lord and serving the Lord was just gave me an incredible childhood. And anyway, she goes on and is talking about her childhood and how God really was faithful and saw her through so many things. And I said, Mom, God was faithful to you, wasn't he? And she said, yes, he was. And I said, you know, and God has always been faithful to us. And then she looks at me and she says, you know, she says, Jane has always, always just loved her mom and her dad so much. And I'm sitting here going, I said, yes, Mom. I said, I have, and I always will love you. And she looks at me and she says, honey, she said, I want you to know, she said, I will love you forever and ever with all my heart. And it was like, I was just like, felt like it was the Lord through my mom and my mom. And it was the most amazing experience. And as I left that day, it's like the Lord showed me as I was leaving, you know, she said so much more. But she was talking Corinthians 13 about the love and the most important faith, hope, and love. But the most important thing was love. And God showed me when I got home and I shared with John and I just broke down. I was weeping. And it just became a revelation that through my obedience and hearing and discerning the voice of God, I read her the word, the life and the power that came through that word made that disease bow the knee. And my mother was able to speak like that. God is faithful, and he is awesome, alive, and well. And let me tell you, it's like I feel like I've just had a fresh experience because, you know, we go along in our lives and doing the church thing and everything. But it was my little time with my mom and the Lord, and it was very anointed and blessed, and I feel so grateful. But I wanted to share that because I feel like we all need to be doing more of those kind of testimonies for inspiration, encouragement for all of us. But amen. Praise God.
There is absolutely no way that anything that I could say could rival the realness of that. Jane and I spoke that week, as a matter of fact, and she shared with me that story, and I, as many of you, was moved to tears. Moved to tears at the incredible power of what transpired between her and her mom, but also the revelation that even the disease had to bow its knee to this word. This word that, remember I told you, it's living, it's breathing, it's the very breath of God. I bet you're thinking about it more that you heard this than just hearing me tell you that. Because there's an example. There are examples throughout our congregation. There are examples throughout our entire lives, all of our lives, where we see this, where we can hear this play out. This is so powerful. The more we get in it, and the more it gets in us, the more darkness has to flee. The more chains have got to fall off. The more things we will see, and others around us will see, the manifest presence of God. There was something else very interesting that Jane said. And I know for some of us, it's a hard place. It's a rough patch. I quite don't get that. She said that she heard the voice of God say. I've talked to people in this church. I've talked to people in our congregation. I've counseled people in our congregation. And one of the common denominators is I don't hear God like you hear God, or like thee hear God. And we reduce ourselves to not being good enough, truthfully, to hear God. But it's not some type of spiritual championship that gets us there. It's not some type of personal holiness that gets us there. If this is God, if this is the Word of God, if this is the breath of God, if this is the very essence of who God is, and I know this, when He speaks to me, I will recognize His voice. Because I know this. I'm sure, Jane, and we didn't have this discussion, I don't mean to keep focusing back to you, but I'd rather assume it wasn't an audible voice when you heard God. It's the know that you know. It's not an audible voice when someone says, I believe the Lord is saying, or when they're saying, I think God said, or as Jane said, I heard God. There's no doubt in her mind who she heard. There's no doubt in her mind who she heard, because she saw the fruit. She saw the evidence. She lived the evidence. We all have in our lives. Church, let's get back to the basics. Because the basics are who we are. The basics is how we do great and wonderful things for this God that we serve. When He is in us and He is what comes out of us, darkness will flee. Disease will kneel. Chains will come off. And the more we know God, the more those around us will know Him too. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.